33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. There's a new historical marker here in Central Texas to honor Ramiro Ray Martinez. If you're not familiar with Ray's name, well, you're not alone. On an awful summer day in 1966, Martinez was the first off-duty Austin police officer to reach a sniper who'd been shooting at people randomly from atop the University of Texas Tower. Today, the event is considered the nation's first mass shooting at a school. It left 18 people dead, including the gunman Charles Whitman. And it might have been far worse had Martinez and other officers not reached the tower when they did. But memories are fading, and with them, details of an important story. The Standard's Joy Diaz reports.
It took decades for the University of Texas at Austin to memorialize the dead of that tragic summer day in 1966. And as time goes by, memories continue to fade. That's why a small group of survivors gathered Saturday to watch Travis County Justice of the Peace, Raul Gonzalez, unveil a plaque that honors one of the heroes of that day, Ray Martinez. Gonzalez's courtroom is inside the Travis County Ray Martinez building, but it's always bothered Judge Gonzalez that up until now, there's been no marker explaining who Ray Martinez is.
It's up to us to educate and pass along our history to the next generation.
As a little 5-year-old boy, Judge Gonzalez heard from his dad about Ray Martinez, the off-duty Austin police officer who broke through the barricade Whitman put up on the UT Towers observation deck on August 1, 1966. Judge Gonzalez remembers how proud his dad was the day he took him on a UT tour.
And how he showed me around the tower and pointed at bullet holes, what he said were bullet holes in the face near the clock, that a man with the last name of Martinez stopped a crazed gunman from killing more people.
Very few U.S. heroes come with Hispanic last names. That's why Gonzalez decided to pursue the idea of providing the plaque. Texas State Senator Judy Zaffarini of Laredo was also at the ceremony. She was a UT student on campus on the day of the shooting.
I remember the screams. I remember the sights. I remember somebody walking through, shot through the neck with a head hanging. You don't forget those sights. And I also remember walking behind my husband, even sitting in the bathroom while he showered, too terrified to be alone, too terrified.
What sticks with Zaffarini is how no one ordered Ray Martinez to be there.
No order, no direction, no obedience. He took it upon himself to go up to the tower and shoot. And he shot again.
Zaffarini then turns to look at Ray Martinez, who was also in attendance, and called him a true hero. The former officer is now 82. He had a long career in law enforcement that included a time as a Texas Ranger and also as Justice of the Peace in Comal County. But as he's pointed out in the past, he wasn't the only officer at the top of the tower that day. Austin Police Officer Houston McCoy was there too. Together, he and Martinez ultimately killed Whitman.
On that day, a lot of people responded.
When Martinez took the podium, he again tried to deflect all attention from himself. Instead, he talked about a group of his high school friends who came from all over the country to be with him. He talked about their accomplishments.
Finally, broke the glass ceiling and they're out there working with us.
When speaking about the UT shooting, he talked about how ordinary young men and women became extraordinary because they risked their lives to save the lives of others. In private, however, he chuckled a bit when I asked him about the significance of having a Hispanic man hailed as a hero.
Rightfully so, you know, we should be a part of the acknowledge that we are part of the history of Texas.
Many people remember Charles Whitman's name. Now, They will also remember Ray Martinez's name as one of the men who put a stop to the gunfire. In Travis County, I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.
Hey, if you hadn't checked it out yet, check out Out of the Blue, which is our special on the Texas Tower shooting over at texasstandard.org.